Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
All right, well, we were shamed. Just completely read for filth this episode of Toe, because I want you to think about, it was stressful, but think about how Brandary acted when millions of bugs swarmed their wedding and how we reacted from one moth.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love. Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Like, what would have happened if you or I were at this wedding?
This was something out of, like, plagues in Egypt.
I would have been
panicked and screamed.
We would have been screamed.
You know what I would have done? I can already tell you. I would have, the second it started happening, I would have run and ignored everyone else.
I would have too. I would have ran out of that wedding.
I would have went, oh my God, bugs! And I would have run. I wouldn't have cared who was there.
I would have pushed people out of the way.
I would too.
Like when my...
Move it, Grandma!
Like when I pushed my ex-girlfriend Lacey out of the spook house and actually walked on her when the chainsaw massacre guy was chasing us. Because that's what happens when I get scared. I flail and I run.
That's what happens when you walk and you're not scared.
Fair.
Or a lizard moves in front of you. You lizards. Flail and run.
I do. They handle this. Those cameramen with those poor, they're just sitting there filming with bags over the cameras.
I only assume the rivers turned to blood after this because this was a fucking horror movie.
If Brandon probably too is worried about, is this going to make my mom use? This is true.
I texted Christina. Our producer, Christina, and said, who's from the Philippines? And it said, hey, is this something that happens?
What did she
and
say?
And she went, let me send you her response.
I was on it. I didn't read it.
Let me send you her. Yeah, I know. You don't really read anything.
No, you can't say anything. I have Slacks that you haven't read.
I have a problem because I'm not getting, I said, Christina, I'm watching Brandon and Mary's wedding on Toe. Do random swarms of bugs just happen in the area where they live in the Philippines? What the ever living fuck? Christina said, that looks straight out of hell. I have never seen anything like that. It's probably because they're in the mountains. That is fucking scary. And I agree.
I know producer
that
Christina.
That looks straight out of hell.
I'm going to say this right now. I know producer Christina. Bitch would have ran too. She would have grabbed the computer and our equipment first, but she would have ran too.
You know, I'm not big on signs, but I would have said, this feels like a sign. When a plague of
beetles
comes upon your wedding.
It is very biblical.
This is toe.
This is toe. Season 5, episode 20. We're just going and going and going.
I did not have plague and or swarm of beetles on my bingo card for this season.
No, that's not on your 90-day bingo card.
I had their wedding being a disaster, but not because of beetles.
Oh, that's true. We should remind, I forgot, who is the sissy who used to do the bingo card for every tell-all? Maybe she can do another one. It was
Sissy
great.
Caroline.
Yes, maybe she can do it with the toe tell-all coming up. What's this episode called again? You looked, I didn't.
Give me a breakup. Give me a break. Give me a break.
Oh, you just put that vacuum down in that fish tank and just get all those bugs out. That's what Nell Carter did.
She could handle this.
She could handle this. Give Nell Carter a shop vac and it's taken care of.
I'd give the Beatles Sam, the little redheaded boy.
Oh, wow.
Take this one.
They just eat him up.
It is like ginger face off.
I don't think I watched a lot of Give Me a Break. I just remember the theme song, watching the intro. I don't remember watching the actual show.
Great.
But I always knew Nell Carter. I always knew her and had an affinity for her. She's dead, right?
I believe she
we
is.
We didn't do it.
Yeah.
We thought someone was dead and they're not. I think it was Little Richard you said was dead and he's not.
No, he's alive. He's dead. He passed in 2020.
Oh, we thought he was alive.
We thought he was alive. Okay. So it's a much better
That's
way to be.
Much better situation. Y'all, because Poodle... First off, Poodle,
it wasn't me always.
No, Poodle.
You ask people
come
die.
At sissies, come at Poodle because he needs to do a spell to get his neighbor upstairs out because he wished for a fire of his neighbors and it happened.
Okay.
And it
just
happened.
Just for clarity, I did not wish for a fire.
You told me while we were waiting to record because someone was screaming and you said, I wish everyone would just be gone from the building and then it would burn down in a fire.
I said
did you
that,
not say that?
But not in that way.
That's exactly.
You made it sound a lot more malevolent.
And then the next day...
I said I wished everyone would get out.
You did say that. I didn't took... And then the next day, y'all, it caught on fire. Fire trucks were out interrupting our show. And then...
Well, there are people still in it, so...
Yeah, we were just talking about Smothered, and we
y'all.
Said we both wished for this, but you have your witch powers. We wish for a certain couple... And they're back.
We, not only a two-bagger, we wished for Smothered to come back.
We did.
And literally the next day, I'm like, and then we said, I miss Mary and Bertani.
We were talking about them. And, y'all, we talk about Mary and Bertani. We were just driving around doing something, talking about them like they're old friends.
I still venture that the seasons 2 and 3 of Smothered that we did are some of my favorite programming.
I agree. I will put that up for any Ambi.
I don't think the colonic theater or the insemination theater.
Yeah.
That's still really gross.
Yeah. But who's going to be back? Smothered is coming back in December. And who's on it, Poods?
Mary and Bertani. Crab cake. Now, Frank is still in heaven because he's passed on.
He's passed on.
Chocolate martini.
I feel like we're going to have to do... We don't have time to do an extra episode, but just in the first season of Smothered, we're going to have to, one of the episodes, we're going to have to do a Mary and Bertani refresher because yes. There's so many references we use from them.
It is true.
So
Crab
many.
Cake and that scared me.
That scared me. That's from them, Frank, and also just so much from Smothered.
Y'all. Mary and Bertani
are back.
Now, some of you
Gene Simmons is back.
Gene Simmons and her daughter
are back.
And she's apparently having a birthday party in a funeral home.
And she's in the trailer. It's like, she's like, what? I can just jump out of the coffin. It's great. It is.
And she's impossible. Her skin is darker than it's tan. Ever
they are
been.
Both more tan than they've ever been. I think those are our only returning couples, right?
Yes.
Duos.
There's a freak show. The re- it's a
There's one where she smells her daughter's panties.
Because she thinks they smell good. There's a man who is his mother-in-law, actually. It's smothering, obsessed with him.
I contend this should have been on I Love a Mama's Boy.
I think you should wait and see what happens. Because it is about the mother and daughter relationship. So maybe it's about the mother smothering. Let's see the relationship. There's also a kooky toddlers and tiaras grown up. This daughter and mother, they give me...
They're pageant queens.
I just realized... I'm sad. We don't have Dawn and Cher.
Oh, wow.
That actually makes me sad. They're too normal now for Smothered.
Wow, you're right.
They're too normal for Smothered.
And no Shay and Angie?
Oh, I enjoyed them.
I would have liked to have seen them as well.
I'm also fine.
I'm fine with the telenovela mother and daughter, the ones where they were like basically fucking her mother.
Yeah, that massage theater wasn't good for you.
Yeah, that was some extreme sisters level shit.
I do feel like there are going to be some good theaters, though, that I'm going to have to make you do. That's really my favorite thing.
Yeah.
Y'all, so it's coming back December 12th, right? The 12th.
Yes.
It
will be on the cringe tier where it belongs.
It'll be, kind of basically take the place of Platteville.
Yeah.
$8. Y'all, we'll be honest. It kind of is our favorite thing to cover.
Smothered. Last season was not fun for me.
It was not as good.
Because there's no more Sun Hee and Angelica, you guys. So if you've
been...
We're
glad for that.
Although I kind of need to find out if Jason finally does marry the dog of his dreams.
I'm sure he did.
That he holds like a purse. Because that's the couple I root for.
That Jason and
his dog.
If he's still alive...
Sissies see him all the time. He works at TSA.
Oh,
in Vegas.
At the airport in Vegas?
Yes. She does too. They say they've seen her before, but they usually see him. Yeah.
Wow.
And Sun Hee is serving a...
Does she wear that makeup when she works?
I guess so.
I would ask to take a picture with her just to do it. If my phone recognizes it as a human face.
Maybe they finally got took off to the planet, and now they're finally serving drinks in that interplanetary cocktail lounge.
Maybe they are.
I've been on this shift for 4 parsecs. Shut up. I'll be there with your Panamanian space tea as soon as I can.
This makes me excited and hopeful that Mary and Millions will be back in the spring. If we have this power, let's start manifesting it now with Rodney.
I don't know if I have I don't know if I have the power because...
We know they're filming.
It's kind of hard to come back after a sex assault violation.
I don't want to see that couple.
No.
Rodney didn't do that. So,
Rodney.
Anyway, that's very exciting for anything else. Golden Bachelor still is taking the week off this week.
For Thanksgiving. I don't know. Hopefully everything will go according to plan this next week, you guys. I'm getting out of town on Friday.
Yes.
I'll be in tropical Hawaii.
Yes.
For a week.
Yes, getting laid. Always have to.
And having sex.
We'll talk. It'll be a little late.
I think because of certain things, we're trying to get some things early. If we cross our fingers and pray to the universe, hopefully everything gets done so we can get everything out on time.
That's what we hope.
Yeah.
It probably won't
happen. We're doing our best.
No, it will. We're going to manifest that. Speaking of manifest, big rumor in the 90-day verse that Darcy and Georgie got married, y'all.
Well, there was a picture.
It was posted by, I don't forget, somebody.
Yeah.
But on
11/11.
Oh,
which is why I believe it happened.
My God, it happened.
On 11/11.
It happened.
Yeah.
I just hope they filmed it. I have a feeling there's not going to be another Darcy and Stacey season. I'm worried.
Oh, I'll miss it.
If they got married, we're asking them to do another interview with Georgie.
He got his lips done.
In person.
He got his lips done and he got a jaw implant.
Oh, good for him.
I thought he looked great before.
Well, whatever. I just good for him if that's what he wants. Can we go to in? We do. We're going to go in person and interview them and go meet Debbie and Raina. We'll just ride off a trip to Connecticut.
Sometimes you are a little deluded at what you think we can just do.
I'll pay for your booze.
Let's go to Connecticut.
Anything else? I think that's it.
No. I'm still a little reeling at that Smothered trailer and how it, we talked about it and the next day it happened.
The next day it happened.
I need to start reading my witch book again.
You know, you're seeing we're having dinner with our friend who's witchy tonight. You need to talk to her about doing spells. I'll be there too. I'm going to bring it up.
I need to cast some spells. There's a lot of things. There's a lot of things that need to happen in this world.
There's
soon.
A lot of things that need to happen.
Ooh.
So okay, we're gonna have some corners on y'all on Sunday
the 90
Day
Show.
I went to a taping of Dancing with the Stars last night. It was Whitney Houston night with Billy Porter. Really cool stuff. But I was gonna talk about on this one, but Poodle doesn't know what I'm gonna say, and I want to be able to video his reactions. So
you need to exploit me.
Yes. Yeah. So that'll be on Sunday or Monday. And also Poodle will be having a Broadway corner that is almost at Oklahoma. It's going to be a very close
Texas.
To me. Well, it's like 45 minutes from my hometown. My cousin lives there.
You know, you can't just qualify everything as an Oklahoma
corner.
It's
basically the same area. Texoma. It's in Texoma.
It's in Sherman.
That's our news channel, Texoma, Ardmore, Sherman, and Denison, Channel 12. It's right over there.
In case you're wondering, all those cities just blend into one, like, gross, just like,
Cowfields
Starbucks and BJ's Brewhouse.
Oh, we don't have
You know what?
BJ's.
I should not speak ugly of BJ's. They have that Pizookie fills a place
Served
in my heart.
Well. Anyway, those will be coming up. Anything else? I think we're ready
to
do
I
this.
Think we're ready to go on.
Who knew that Brand Dairy would be the ones to tie the knot in this thing?
It's shocking, isn't it?
We forget that Holly and Wayne,
they're married.
That they're already married.
Yeah. Y'all, the wedding day is today, so everyone's happy. Not.
Mary is still like, I'm just kind of going through the motions here.
More stank-faced than normal.
More, yeah, that's true.
And Lola, the grandmother, said basically, well, cheer up, at least she'll be married after today. Sigh.
Dad can't come, or Grandpa can't come because
he's working. I think it's okay because most of the other wedding guests look like they're going to a Wednesday night prayer meeting at church.
They do. Why? You think you can't schedule the wedding on a day Grandpa doesn't work? They got a deal.
It does feel like it was hastily done.
Hastily. I will say the venue is beautiful.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It is really pretty.
So later on, Brandan is talking to his mom, and she's basically talking about the conversation she had with Mary, and she's feeling alone. You need to stop playing games and be more involved with finances. And he said, I get that I'm not doing enough, but I know how to handle finances because I did it. And I'm like, and so the thing what I keep coming back to, yes, he should do this, but y'all, depression means knowing you should do things and you can't do them.
Yeah,
it's a fucking chemical imbalance.
He's got that blue little sun following him around, just bouncing him.
I wish we wouldn't have this idea of, and I'm not sure they're not saying this, but it just keeps hitting me. I wish they just ask, how are you feeling?
Yeah.
No one seems to ask that when really, like this is an advertisement for a fucking antidepressant.
Yeah. Agreed.
He's the mascot for clinical depression.
I think, and he has no idea of what he's doing. So I think probably he has not only depression, I bet you he has huge anxiety.
Yeah.
Well, that's he feels over.
They're
best friends.
Two sisters.
Yeah.
Sisters.
Sisters.
So But he says, he's like, I get it. And you hear someone, I know that I need you doing something. I can't. I have anxiety about it. And then his mom basically says, you know, you have more going for you and more drive than most of the men that I've dated in their 40s. And I'm like, yeah, but you were an addict, so I'm sure you dated addicts and losers.
But but he probably thinks of himself as a loser, right, even though he's not an addict. Also, I thought that was great what she said, and she looks gorgeous. The dress the she's mom, wearing, her hair, I really liked it.
Didn't clash with his coat.
Well,
we're needing to talk about that wedding.
He doesn't. She looked really pretty, I thought. I think everything clashes with that coat.
Well, and the bride's boys with their hot pink accents.
Oh, I missed that.
Oh, you missed Samantha, Miranda, and Charlotte? You know her gay friends? That's what I would call her coffee clatch.
Her coffee clatch.
Yeah. Samantha, Miranda, and Charlotte were there, the boys.
They were there.
Given all kinds of shade.
All kinds of shade.
I also forgot that they talked on the phone for 2.5 fucking years.
They did. And literally... 2.5 years, because it was all the time. Brandon says, you know, he said he needed that boost of confidence from his mom, and he needed someone to believe in him. And so after that, he's like, okay.
Depression cured.
Depression cured.
It's that easy, folks.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and... the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey, our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope. Keep going, queens.
I thought Mary looked nice. I didn't love her earrings, but I think...
It was a little pageanty for me.
It was a little, but that kind of... I expected that.
I expected the crown. I fully expected the tiara.
I enjoyed her makeup.
She looked really pretty. I thought the makeup looked good.
She looked like 6 years older.
Yes.
She didn't look like a child bride, because I kind of thought she would.
There was something about...
And she looked kind of happy.
Yeah, I think she did. The wedding wasn't very cohesive as a look.
No.
His kind of suit jacket, that reddish crimson color.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, it didn't go with, I think.
Anything.
It didn't go with anything.
Anything.
And it could have gone, I think even the hot pink accents that Miranda and the girls were wearing could have gone with her dress. But yeah. Nothing seemed to... Honestly, they did this so slapdash. We're lucky that, you know, someone they walked down the aisle at all, really.
Yeah.
They didn't bring their monkey that they were keeping on a chain.
Yes.
That I'm thankful
I'm
for.
I'm thankful for that.
And the monkey wasn't the ring bearer. So
that's horrible. You can't like anyone.
These two could have definitely Paul and Carini potential.
They do if potential. Yeah, the potential. And so the mom's like, you don't know anybody here, do you? He's like, no. She's like, okay, neither do I.
So they say, yo, the mayor of the town,
mayor as a munchkin. That's what it reminded me of.
But everything's going to be fine because they say their I do's.
Terrible
and,
vows.
And terrible. And Mary says, I know we've been fighting, but I can't wait to spend my life with you. And the great thing Mary says is, I know we'll be together forever. Because in the Philippines, there's no divorce, so he can't leave me. And then we realize, this is just as bleak as it's always been.
Just as... Again, it starts to get sad, but then the Bucks show up and we forget all about it. And then we're just laughing. That was hard for me to watch. I was watching it like this. I had to put my hand over
the Bucks?
It. Yes. Could you imagine they were probably like under their shirts?
Please
like
stop.
In their pants. They probably got in their ears. Ugh.
You're right. Everything else was, they kind of went, oh, I'm like, Mary's the same. And then the Bucks came at the end and you're like, Bring us back the codependence, please.
Please, please.
Instead of the horror movie that we're living in. Holly and Wayne, what's wrong with you?
I'm having a poodle moment. I can't get comfortable, and I'm moaning because I'm sore from Pilates.
I just suck it up when it happens to me.
Yeah, never mention it. By the way, this is Double Virus November. Don't forget. Mm-hmm. Okay, Holly and Wayne. Oh,
we need to come up with something for December because we'll have Smothered.
I was going to say tired.
You'll be zapped and wrapped, or like wrapped in presents. Like
zapped and wrapped.
Or Santa's, or something with eggnog. Nogged and snogged.
Nogged and snogged.
We'll come up with something.
We'll come up with something.
There's lots of Christmas puns.
It's got to be Christmas, so it has to be holiday. Real dirty. I mean, yeah, holiday.
Holly and Wayne.
Yeah, so we got to, we normally don't talk about a lot of, y'all send us shit all the time, and that's fine. And
we're
a lot
not
of
a gossip.
We don't do gossip. Pod. But this was just too good, and I know 100% it has to be true.
No, as soon as you said it, I went, this completely tracks.
I sent it to you. A sissy sent it to me.
Who lives down the street from Holly in Utah.
Yes. And basically said that Holly had a job at Supercuts.
Yes.
But the salon that we saw her in the beginning, she never worked at that salon. She just went in and asked them if they could do filming there. And they said, yes. She acted like she was working. And then when they were there, they found out it was 90 Day Fiancé. Peak Holly.
I guess they were afraid to say, probably because there's Supercuts branding everywhere in Supercuts.
Oh, yeah. No way.
So they had to go into another salon.
Way. Yeah.
Could you imagine they just said, hey, and like she said, hey, my name's Holly. I'm going to kind of just like act like I cut hair here. Is it okay? I won't come back. Not in the nevers of nevers of Neverland.
Neverland. And then she comes back 30 minutes later and goes, did I meet you?
Did I meet you?
I don't remember your face.
I need to take my pills.
So she took something. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So Wayne is visiting his father.
Wayne Sr.
God, why is everyone in this storyline bleak? Like, I think Brandan and Mary are pretty goddamn bleak, but everyone in bleak. This story is... Did you just sniff the lid of my candle?
Yeah, I just wanted to smell your candle.
How about you...
Well, I kind of had a tickle in my throat, and the smell of the pine of it kind of hits the back of my throat. Kind of itches it.
I was going to say,
like a cough
can
drop.
You
it has a
keep
little bit
your
of
hands to yourself? But sure.
Yeah, I was just trying to get through the show.
You
just
are one of these people who you'll be in someone's house, and you'll look around, and you'll pick up something, you'll touch it, and you'll look at it.
That's why stuff is there.
It is not why stuff is there.
It's true. It's out there for decoration.
My mother would say, tape bird, keep your hands to yourself.
No, it's there to... that. People have little knickknacks for you to look at, and then you ask questions about people's lives.
But you can ask if you can touch it.
Well, I'm not a child. I'm not going to break it.
You don't pick up something that doesn't belong to you.
Where did you get this candle?
I don't know. Someone gave it to me. Gives a shit. You just pick up shit.
That's a wig. All right, let's go. Keep going.
Anyway, even Wayne's father says, well, you can understand why she's stressed. You're alone. She's alone the whole time. And remember, her mom was here and her mom went back. And the dad's like, well, she does need to remember her wedding vows.
Dad says that. And dad's like, you're always busy. And he says, well, she wants to go back to America. And now Wayne is paraphrasing because she didn't fully, because he says she wants to go back to America and leave me. She never said that she wanted to leave him. She
right.
said she wants both of them to go back to the U.S. And Wayne says, but she doesn't have life that bad over here. Define that.
This whole experiment for Holly of I need a 180 degree thing for what I had because what I had wasn't working. It's the whole thing of I'll change my environment, you guys, and life will be different. No, what's inside hasn't changed for her.
I agree with that.
She's still a mermaid out of water.
She's a mermaid out of
She's
water.
She's a Disney princess without a story.
Without a story. And though I will say in watching this, I don't have sympathy for Wayne.
Me either.
And I do not because... She told you, and we just saw a couple of her bringing it up several times in the edit. So I can't imagine how much she said it to him in real life. She told him from the get-go, I can't be in a house where the power turns off. I can't be in a house that doesn't feel safe, where someone's going to break in. He lied about his don't forget, y'all. He lied about the financial situation.
No, I agree.
So this idea of like life isn't that bad for her. She needs to put up with this. I go back and say, but you promised her a life she's not getting.
I agree with you.
Because I agree what you're saying too. I think if she was getting that life too, she would still want to go back.
I agree.
But facts are facts. And I think that should be said.
This is, and he's thinking that he is getting a, what I like to call a survivor's medal by living hard. I made it through this. I'm getting a survivor's medal.
He's doing, who did that? But it was really gross. Somebody you hated.
That's a lot of people.
A lot of people.
Woo!
Yeah.
I know who you're talking about. I can't come up with it right now, though.
His wife was just arrested, and her trial was continued.
Eric, that's exactly who he is.
Because Eric would be, well, no, I think Wayne's a lot, doesn't seem as gross as a guy as Eric. But Eric was like, I'm an American, and we tough through
it. It's the same thing of like, I'll provide for my family, and it hurts my ego for not to provide. So the less we can talk about that we have nothing to rub together, two nickels to rub together. And also, it's going to make us better for it. Mm-hmm. That idea.
It'll make us grateful.
She doesn't see that. Because she's scared.
No, she's painting on the cupboard.
Later on, I'm telling you, if this, what was that 2 weeks ago when she was painting
balloons
and everything like that? I'm like, she's gone round the bend. Like, if she was hanging on by a thread when she got to South Africa, she's gone round it.
Yeah, she's gone round
She's not. She's had some kind of break. And she even says later on, he's like, I have to convince her to stay. So they're going out to dinner where they, right? She's like, we got married kind of near her. And later on, he's like, well, darling, I think you need to compromise. And she's like, I've compromised every day. And which is true in a way.
Yes.
And then I wrote down, is she wearing like a cloak that Snow White would wear? Like when she's in the forest?
Kind of, yes. Like, and she runs away. I want to run.
And guess what? She does. Holly always runs.
Runs away. I would love to run away with a cloak. That's really more your brand.
It is my brand, and I'm going to ask you not to wish for that. Because who knows what I'll do to you when I start wishing for things. What haven't I done this week?
You're like that new Disney movie, Wish, with what's her name?
Is that a Disney or Pixar?
It's a Disney movie. It's the same people who wrote Frozen that you hate their music.
Pass.
I like
okay,
her.
Clarify. I don't hate the Lopez.
Name one song of theirs that you really like, that you think is well written.
It's not that.
Name one song.
Here's what I believe. I believe a lot of their lyrics don't lack the same warmth and heart that Disney lyrics used to have.
I agree. Very different from like their. I think their lyrics are too literal. There's not like beautiful metaphor in their lyrics.
That's a big deal. It's also they're trying to be pop. There's a reason why Sondheim never wrote for Disney. And I'm not comparing them to Sondheim.
Did they ever ask him to?
No. Are you kidding? He would never done it. It would have been too micromanaging for him.
He just did Dick Tracy and that was it.
Yeah.
Well.
Anyway, she runs away in a cloak.
What is her name? She won the Oscar. She was in West Side Story. Ariana DeBose.
Ariana DeBose.
Thank you. She's in Wish.
Oh.
She's starring in Wish.
And Wayne basically says, I wish now we would never gotten married. And I was like, that's not what you should have said.
And he said, if I'd known it, because Wayne keeps saying, I didn't know it'd be so hard to marry someone from America. And I went, it's not. I mean, it is,
yeah,
but it's not. It's Holly.
If I would have known this was going to be so hard. I also feel like...
That's a shitty thing to say to your wife.
I agree. And then she's like, you're an idiot. And that's when she runs off.
She runs off. She's like, I'm done. And Wayne's like, my world is crumbling down around me in South Africa.
And I said, is this the fourth or fifth time she's run away from something?
At least the fourth.
I do feel bad. She does not deserve what she's doing here. I think this woman would have problems wherever she went in the world.
I agree.
And whoever she was with.
I said last week, I both think they were in over his head. I don't think Wayne seems like a bad guy. And I do feel for him in that I think he thought maybe he was married to someone who maybe wasn't an adult, but at least acted like a teenager that can make their own meals at home. And that's not Holly.
Let me tell you something even sadder, though. I think this guy might be the best of them that's come around for her.
I think so. I think he actually is
Take
a good guy.
That in.
I think he's a good guy. I just think they've...
He's got a lot of pride issues.
He does.
Yeah.
But so does Andre, and he can be an out, but he's a good guy. I think he reminds me more of like that than like Eric. Let's talk about Shekinah and Sarper, shall we?
Not a lot. Y'all, by the way, he's doing updates. He's like, thank you all for asking about my missing son.
Did he find him yet?
No. He's like, an update. We've had a lot of, but like hundreds of people. Most of them are cranks. It's like most of them are people who are trolling. So it's like, but there is someone who knows the name of the hotel that we fucked at so many times.
So many times. We had so sex many with times. All week. Six.
So many times. I give her multiple orgasm, multiple jizz baby.
How many times did you fuck?
One time. Two times. Doggy.
Don't ever go away, Sarper.
Three room service meals that she pay for.
So Shekinah's getting dressed and she's leaving the spa. She's like, I don't want to talk to you anymore. And
isn't he in that weird robe that looks like something from a Marvel movie?
He looks like gay Jesus of Castro with this kind of long
thing. It's a very gay robe.
It's a very gay robe with the hood on over it. But it is like Robin Hood-esque. I got to say, I kind of was, at least in this episode, I'm sure she'll do something horrible later, but Shekinah's right about this. Like, cause he keeps acting like he's moving mountains, y'all, by not having sex with the 2,500 women. So she basically says, we started out with this very clear communication. You didn't want to have kids. And if this isn't what he wants, then we're done because I don't want to be a part of that.
I think I agree with you. She says, I started out here, very straight. Now I'm all the way over here. She bent me. She need to bend. And I think not on certain things, and I don't know if she's going to bend on children. What throws me is he's like, don't you know you're on the verge of losing me? And she's like, well, I'm relieved. I'm finding out now. I think what I'm missing is him, you can tell he feels a certain way, and she's shut the fuck down. And it's kind of hard to watch.
I kind of think I would feel this way, though, if someone, that's a big deal. If I had cleared the decks and we said, hey, I don't want to have kids, I don't want to, and then someone does drop that bomb and keeps saying, you have to bend on this to have kids, I'm like, that was a non-negotiable for me, and that's not something to compromise. I would feel very much like, who is this person I'm with? Because that feels like a very big thing to switch
on. I agree
on.
With it. It's her affect is what I'm talking about.
I mean, I wasn't surprised by it because she's always like right. that. But also when I'm in crisis, like I will be cold and shut you out and then process it emotionally later. And I bet she'll probably do something like
that. I do that too, but there's just something about it that's not even cold. It's like casual.
Well, she's trying to, you know, she said it earlier or later. She said, because he says, you know, she tells him, she's like, look, if you, you know, he says, like, you're not crying, which that whole line, though, is so like, you're going to lose me, the man who fucked 2,500 women. Aren't you distraught? You won't have my dick inside you nightly now. Like, he does act like that.
And he says, you think I care?
And she's like, if you carry on like this, you'll lose me. And she also said to him, though, she said this line and she said, I've talked to you about this. She said, you know what I've been through.
Yeah.
You know how much I've been through.
We don't.
I don't think they would want to put it on TV. I think she's been through some really terrible shit.
We would never know.
Yeah.
Hey, folks. I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
But there's something when she says, it would take 2 days to get over you. And she's like, thanks for letting me know.
And maybe, I would respond that way too. If someone said it would, if someone said that to me, take 2 days, I would either say, fuck you. Or I would say, thanks for that. Bye. And I would become
cold. You know
what
though? That is more, has more emotion than what she did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm saying I want to know what it sounds like is that she's trying to return a sweater to Nordstrom.
Mm-hmm.
And she's upset that she's can't get what she actually, she would be more upset returning a sweater to Nordstrom
mm-hmm.
and not getting store credit for it.
That's upsetting.
But, yeah. And I guess, I don't know.
He says, you're upsetting me. She's like, you're upsetting me. She said, and that's where she said, you know, with everything I've gone through, I'm not surprised by anything anymore. And Sarva
I'm like,
said,
please elaborate.
Book your flight then as soon as possible. And then Gay Jesus of Castro walks up and leaves.
The saddest Christmas story ever.
Whoa.
We open on a dog scavenging food from a trash can. And you're like, nope, that's how we're opening.
That's how we're opening.
So we're going to take you on a journey.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we hear the music playing. In like a kind of a like a Spanish style music.
Well, nothing makes you feel better about someone that you someone who said they don't want to be with you anymore, like handing out Christmas gifts to kids.
There's something also about you can tell she's been crying and they're just like, hey, have a good time. And I think if I was a kid, I'm like, I don't think something's right in the closest house.
That's what you would have said. It kind of made Mama. Me a little homesick because I'm just used to having to push through sadness over the holidays.
Wow.
I don't know why, but I did.
Yikes.
It's like when my friend or when my dad was going to leave my mom and my mom cried all during Christmas. And I thought it was because she said it was because it was my brother's last senior year of Christmas. It was his senior year and this was my brother's last Christmas at the house.
You believe that?
I thought it was, but my mom was a crier. She cried at movies and stuff. And so I thought, well, she sure is crying a lot about Christmas. Come to find out.
When did he leave?
5 months later.
When did she find out?
Well, he wanted to give her 6 months to get her financial affairs in order.
He just told her that?
He said, "Get it. I'm leaving you. You've got 6 months for us to kind of get things together so you'll be okay, and I'm leaving."
6 months?
And then my mother got confirmation that, and my Aunt Karen moved back to live with us, and my mother kicked him out. Maybe 4 months. Yeah, 4 months.
Why didn't he just say, we'll
He gave her 6 months. She kicked him out at four and said, get the fuck
out. What is there to figure out?
She had a job.
Right.
But I don't know. That's one of the details I don't know about what had to be figured out of my parents' wedding or marriage.
Let's move on because that's just desperately sad. Danielle's like, I'm going to hold it together for the kids. And they're giving out presents. And they get in the car after. And she's like, well, the kids at least were happy. And then he basically says, do you want me to leave today?
Well, he says, what do you want? And she's like, I want you to be my hermosa, my husband. And he said, I'm tired.
And he said, I'm going to go to my mom's house. He's like, but I will not go with Santa.
I will not go
as Santa. So they're going back. So he's packing, y'all. And she's like, nope, you are only going to take the clothes that you had before me.
And this is where, y'all, this is where Danielle can't help but Danielle.
I know.
Because this is a petty fuck. What's she going to do with these clothes? What's she going to do with these hats from New York City?
Yeah.
The dog, yes. But let him take. She's like, I need this. I need these hangers. And I know I should feel sorry for her, but I don't. What I see, it almost reminds me of like an 80s movie where like the evil villain, it's getting everything taken away from them and they're trying to grasp onto literally plastic hangers.
Well, what's happening here is he is finally calling her bluff at everything. Yeah. And he's finally, there's one point where she's picking and picking and picking and hitting him and needling and needling. And he finally is like, you know what? You're right. You take the things you bought. I take what I bought. I bought the dog. And that is not going to work for her.
Mm-hmm.
Because this was hard to watch, y'all. He grabbed that dog. She lost her mind.
Did he take it? It looked like she got the dog.
I couldn't see it.
I think she kicked the cameras out.
She kicked the cameras out because, and y'all know, Danielle had to be in a state to kick the cameras out.
Yeah.
Because if it's not on camera, why bother doing it?
Y'all, we're going to see her on The Single Life.
100%. Anyway, this was hard. This was actually hard to watch, and it got real.
It got real.
This is the first, I think, real we've seen Danielle get.
Well, like you said, he called her bluff.
Called her bluff. And she was not ready.
When I watch it, I'm like, I even wrote, am I a terrible person for not caring, like feeling bad for either of them?
I felt bad. I felt bad for her.
I didn't.
At the same time.
Why did you feel bad for her? This is of her own creation.
I felt bad because he's basically freezing her out. And that's what she can't deal. That's her weakness. And he knows it.
He knows it now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I felt bad because he's starving her.
Emotionally.
Yeah.
Yeah. But kind of like he knows that's her weakness, but also I think she's had all the power in the relationship because she's
No, it's true.
Held on to the reins financially.
No, this is
And so
this,
he finally figured out where he has power in.
This is turnabout's fair play. This is what it is. He's just never been emotional about it. Yeah. She's just made him feel stupid and insignificant.
Yeah.
And like a walking penis. You're drinking the last bit of that water. How much, were you that thirsty?
I just drank one glass of water.
No, I'm saying you came here and you gulped it down.
I'm so sorry. I will give you more water.
Is your
diamond water so precious we're piecemealing it out?
What I'm saying is, were you that thirsty? Were you dehydrated most of the day that you had to drink that water in 10 minutes?
No, mother poodle. Let's not... God, you couldn't even drink a glass of water in your house with your mother going, Jay Bird, you just drink all that water?
You must be dehydrated.
You must be dehydrated. Guess I'm a bad mother. You're not drinking water.
That does sound eerily familiar.
All right, y'all.
Let's end with something fun.
It's time for us to pull our puds. It's time for us to beat our meats.
I'm just glad they went through with Hema.
Glad they're gone
surrogate.
With her.
And y'all.
Yank our chains.
It is, they're going to mix their sperm together like in a bukkake.
Been there.
Or as you say, a butt cake.
A butt cake.
And he said, we're taking the milkshake approach.
We're taking, I love it when he says, so they, I guess they basically just put their, I don't, never done this before. So
they
just
put their jizz and mix it in the ice cream machine.
And they
and just
mm-hmm.
squirt it.
And then they just take
inside
out
of her.
And you don't know.
Yeah. No, they put like a big McDonald's Sunday glop of jizz in her. Yeah.
And then whichever one of them fights it out wins.
I think I handled that very, very
scientifically.
Yeah.
It probably is going to be Armando.
Because
he's
think
his younger.
That much jizz, you know, probably not as big as McDonald's Sunday.
Just do a dollop will do you, like Daisy, the sour
a dollop
cream.
Of Daisy.
Dollop of semen.
We're two childless gay men.
But so.
You know what? There's probably not, maybe there's not a lot because, like, when you ejaculate, not that much comes out. Maybe like two
maybe.
Teaspoons.
Well, I would be that woman getting inseminated and I'd go, more!
Wow.
Okay, so I love it. Kenny opens the door and he's like, I expected black lighting.
They go in there and all I can think of is, I hope they have gay porn.
A lot of these places don't.
I know.
My friend, when he did, they just had a, and so they're texting each other. And Not A Gay Fiance is showing eggplant emojis and text and everything.
You're like, they're texting and Armando's like, oh, I have the suite.
I don't know why they can't do it together.
I would think they would just be able to jerk off together.
Because maybe it's a they can't contaminate the samples, but because I do know, like, when you do that, you can't use lube or anything. You got to do a dry jerk.
Really?
Yes. I have one of my good friends did it, and he told me, he's like, you got to suck sandpaper. And I'm like, okay.
Was this a New York mobster?
Well, Michael.
But that is not how he talks.
Oh, he kind of does. But so I don't think he can use lube or anything like that. Can't even spit on it, like I know you like to do with some guy you're with.
Well, that's not even fun.
So maybe that's why they weren't together, so they can't contaminate each other's samples.
Anyway, they're texting in there, and they're talking about, like, and talking about, are you done? And then they're like thinking of you and your eggplant. I was shocked.
Yes.
And then Kenny's like, I guess I'm quicker.
Yeah. And they're adorable. And Armando was so embarrassed whenever the woman even showed him into the room. He was red.
These people are like, I think if I worked at one of these places, I would be nonstop making jizz comments.
And that's different.
Fair.
From?
Fair.
Now?
Fair. That's the show.
That's a show. I wonder, so this will be interesting for them. That, you know what? I don't know if I'll do it, but I've been kind of hankering to knit something. Maybe I'll knit them something for their baby.
All I know is I made a brief comment about how hard is knitting, and I had a fucking knitting army come for me.
I told you them Ravelry bitches would come for you.
Also, people came for you.
What?
About Absolutely Fabulous, that you had never seen an episode
don't
of
know.
AbFab.
That's the show, everybody. Oh, don't try to turn about it on me just because you're in knitting shame.
Admit it, they railed on you.
I didn't see one post.
There were tons. Facebook group.
I was too inundated with sissies just ups of you just basically saying, how easy can it be? It's just knots.
I think the amount of people who said that were very few. Most people came for you.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you're going to have to just watch like a couple episodes
over the break. Whatever Poods tells himself. Is that lube on your table?
No, that's hand sanitizer.
Just as bad. All right. You just use it after clean. Like my dad, you put it on your dick afterwards so you don't get an STI.
What?
I never told you that. That's what my dad, he kept hand sanitizer because he would go and like he would get a massage or do whatever. And then I said, Dad, don't you worry about getting anything? He's like, well, Matthew, no, I just do what your cousin Dale told me to do. I just put some hand sanitizer on it. Kind of burns, but kills everything.
What?
That's what my dad did.
But your cousin was a doctor.
I know. And I talked to my cousin Dale, and he said, well, it'll kill some things, because let's be honest, your dad's not going to do anything, so it's better than nothing. So I just told him to do it.
Wow.
He asked me. He said, Dale, do you think it's a good idea? I'll just put some hand sanitizer before I pump it down, you know, because he had the pump. He had the penis pump. So he'd pump it up, have sex, and then he'd put the hand sanitizer on it, and then
pump it down.
And then pump it down.
Then deflate.
Then he would deflate.
I think that's a good place to stop.
You asked. That's your toe.
Wow.
And why don't we have an AMB again? All right, everybody. We call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places, Poodle?
Yes. And if you had a plague at your wedding, like there were frogs that fell out of the sky, or I don't know.
Or Julianne Moore showed up to buy drugs and Tom Cruise was there. Isn't that Magnolia where the frogs are falling and all that?
Yeah. That was a plague, too.
Yeah, it was, yeah. Yes. That's why I brought it. Yeah, the frog plague. We talked about that in Sunday school. That's how I remember that. I think it's in that Bible. But
that
who
Bible.
Knows? All right, everybody.
Yes. Call us.
Call us.